Pellet member Melinda Hammond speaks with travel guide Mehdi Shariati, an all-round expert on all things Persian, from culture to cuisine, when he takes groups to his homeland, Iran, for the company New Zealand Travel and Tours. A highlight of such tours is often in Tehran, where a cooking class involves shopping for ingredients in the local bazaar before cooking up a feast in convivial company.
Today I'm talking with Mehdi Shariati from New Zealand. Good morning, Mehdi.
Good morning, Melinda.
Now, Mehdi owns a business over in New Zealand called New Zealand Travel and Tour. He's an owner, guide and travel advisor. I've got you here today, Mehdi, because my sister went on a trip with you to Iran and she was telling about the fabulous time she had, in particular, the cooking classes in Tehran. I couldn't resist getting you back on to hear a few details about what went on over there.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, Melinda, today. We had a great time in Iran. It was 22 days, and I put the cooking class towards the end because I wanted all the guests to try the different food in Iran and get the idea how the food looks like. The cooking class was held last week of the trip, and I asked everyone, what do you want to cook? Because it was in the itinerary. And everyone agreed on a special dish. We call it jewel rice, which is decorated with barberry, saffron, and it's very colorful. So we participated cooking our dinner. So we went to the bazaar in Tehran. We had a guide that introduced us the different herbs, different spices, everything in the bazaar. And then we shop what we needed to cook. And later on in the cooking class, we had an amazing time cooking our dinner.
Yeah. Now, it all sounds very romantic, everybody. Now, Mehdi specializes in bespoke, private and small group tours. He's based in New Zealand, but he takes us here in Oz as well, which is really exciting. But the most interesting thing about what Mehdi does is he's specializes in authentic culture, history, and cuisine. Now, it sounds very casual that Mehdi went down to the markets and picked a few ingredients and went back and cooked them. But there are some special things about Iran that I only know through hearsay, but I'm determined to get there. Mehdi, tell us about your saffron in Tehran.
When I told my guest that, explaining my tours, advertising my tours, and when I got everyone in the tour, and when we started the tour, they told me we never thought that Iran Persian cuisine would be a part of our tour. So we thought of our, architecture, the history, but never of the food. But definitely food is a big thing in Iran, and the Persian cuisine has something to tell to my guests. So I come from a farmer family, and saffron is our family business back in Iran. And when we got to Tehran, I wanted to show my guests the saffron production and how saffron produced, where it come from. Iran is responsible for more than 90% of the world production of saffron. And this is my family business back in Iran. I import saffron to New Zealand and trying to introduce more saffron dishes to Kiwi cuisine. I'm passionate about saffron, and I send saffron to different businesses, different companies, just to develop a new recipe with saffron. And I'm surprised that Kiwi are very creative in, they're open to new cuisine. And there are now 5 companies using our saffron in their products. So completely new product, like saffron chocolate, saffron sauce, even saffron gin is now on the shelf.
Tehran is chaotic, I believe. I believe it's noisy, the bazaars are full of life and laughter. How do you find your way through to the ingredients that you want? Because you go there with a list for the meal that you're going to cook, don't you?
Yes. As you said, Tehran is very chaotic in terms of traffic. And the reason I chose Tehran towards the end was because Tehran is a mega city with the traffic, pollution, I didn't want to give the impression to my guests by landing in Tehran, although it could be cheaper to land in Tehran, but I chose the other airport south of Iran. So when we get to Tehran, as you can imagine, in a big city, there was traffic. It took us 1 hour to get to the hotel. And when we get to the bazaar, again, full of people, but also it's very vibrant bazaar in Tehran. You find everything, every fresh ingredients you need to cook in this bazaar. So we went to bazaar. We were lucky. We had a very good guide in bazaar. She herself is a good cook, and she used to live actually in Australia for a few years. And she took us through different alleys in the bazaar, introduced us to different elements that we need to cook, and then we shop and we went to the school, cooking school.
Yeah. Now, if you're not excited yet, everybody, I think we'll all be lining up to join you over there, matey, for your next tour. Having such personal service, tours can sometimes turn out to be a little bit impersonal. But here you are, you're in your home territory. Iran is a big place and can be rather threatening. I'm guessing once you're there, it's actually an amazingly safe place, full of amazing experiences. And sitting down to a meal together is one of the highlights, especially for families welcoming their guests.
Yes. First, Iran is a safe country to travel. And what we see in the media in Western countries, most part of it is just propaganda. And in reality, it's one of the best travel ever, you can imagine. And if you ask the travelers who has been in Iran about their experience, although there is a lot to see, like architecture, like food, like history, but the answer is the people. The first thing they remember, the people who have been in Iran, is the people in Iran. So, and it was one big part of my tour. I wanted the guests to see local people, not only in a closed 10 or 12 people tours, see from one side, going from one side to another side, just to tick. I wanted to have the local experience. That's why we met many local people. We were invited by friends, by family, all around the tour in Shiraz, in Tehran, in Mashhad. And my guests had an authentic local experience. That was, I think, the highlight of the tour.
Yeah, and I think that's something that we're seeking more and more, experiential travel, everyone. And I think that's what Mehdi does so very, very well. The intimacy of sitting down to a meal together, that you've collected the ingredients, you've cooked for yourself, I'm guessing with a fair bit of laughter and hilarity.
The highlight of the cooking was sharing cooking together in a very good environment. And at the end, everyone was surprised, but we could share, we could cook such a beautiful meal together. We had a chef to instruct us, but at the end, it ended to the very beautiful dish. And because everyone was participated in cooking, the dish was the highlight of sharing.
Yeah, and I think we forget sometimes when we go to our five-star restaurants that there is another way of travel, and I'm very excited. Everybody, if you want to enjoy a jewel rice in Iran with Mehdi, where can we find you?
We are online on travelandtour.co.nz, and I hope we have an Australian domain very soon for our Australian guests who wants to join us. So it's travelandtour.co.nz.
Yeah, everybody, it's worth going to have a look at the website just to have a look at all the beautiful Persian photographs. That's it for me today, but I'm hoping to speak to Mehdi again about four-wheel driving in the desert and cycling across Iran.
Sure.
Bye for now.
That was Palat member Melinda Hammond speaking with Iranian travel guide Mehdi Shariati, who takes tours from his homeland for his company, NZ Travel and Tours. And that was terrific.